Sam Cuppenhead's talk with Neil Craig about our planning ward nursing report. Neil, what did the report find?
The report is about hospital nursing workforce planning. It looks at developments in nursing workforce planning since we first published our report on this topic in 2002. It looks at issues such as strategies for recruitment and retention in the nursing workforce and trends in the management of banking agency nursing staff. We find that the NHS in Scotland has laid the foundations for better workforce planning in the future when creating a service and now build on that progress.
So there have been improvements since 2002 then?
There have, yes. The vacancies have been falling since 2005 and long-term vacancy rates are quite low. The use of agency nurses has fallen since 2002. The management of bank nurses is improving and better information is being developed on the nursing workforce, nursing workload and the quality of nursing care.
The report says that the use of temporary nurses has gone up by 43%. Why has this happened?
The increase of 43% disguises a cut in agency nursing, the use of agency nursing, which is a good thing, and a growth in bank nursing. The growth in bank nursing has happened partly as a result of substituting for agency nursing, as a result of actively promoting banks as a flexible way of meeting temporary staffing needs and providing potential opportunities to come into the nursing workforce. It's also due to using bank nurses to cover vacancies and to meet short-term needs such as meeting waiting times targets. This underlines the need to keep the growth of bank and agency nursing under review as part of the wider workforce planning process.
So what should happen next to follow up the report?
The NHS in Scotland needs to further develop the information on the nursing workforce, nursing workload and the quality of nursing care. It also needs to ensure that there are adequate skills among senior nursing staff to contribute to the workforce planning process. Part of that, it's also important that sufficient protected time is built into the nursing workforce to allow senior staff to develop managerial roles. It also needs to ensure there's enough cover in nursing establishments to cover periods of absence due to factors such as annual leave, sickness absence.
Thanks very much, Neil.
Thank you.